sound of drums bang as hundreds of Koreans braved the LA heat at this year's Korean celebration. People walked by dozens of booths to buy products ranging from Botox lotion to hair wigs to ginseng candy, but locals gathered where the food sizzled. Pearl Pak was busy cooking with a fundraising group for the disabled. They served a combination of pork, rice dumplings, and a twist on a breakfast favorite.
What is that exactly?
It's a combination of like a seafood, like an octopus. What else is there? Like oyster.
So it's kind of like a seafood pancake?
Seafood pancake, yeah.
Sean King brings live halibut from Korea that has been put to sleep with artificial hibernation.
This course is actually dream fish because it's dream, you know, without water. You know, who think about that fish is live without water? Nobody think like that.
That's right, fish that don't need water. It's this cooking creativity that brings Tim Hong from Wilshire to the event year after year.
You know, they have, you know, this kind of food in like Koreatown also, but, you know, I guess it tastes better. You know, they have more traditional Korean food here.
Orange County local Kim Romero says her mom suggested the event because of her love of Korean movies. And Kim likes the food, too.
Some of the soups they have and the kimchi. We saw a lot of ginseng and dried foods. We saw some of the red bean cakes.
The Korean festival continues tomorrow with more food, performances, and Korean specialty items. It ends Sunday night. Neela Jamie, Annenberg Radio News.